sticking to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated tonight. Thank you for singing from your heart this evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We have some pretty exotic places that people come to our website from. We just had a pretty exotic place hit from Pago Pago, American Samoan Islands. Praise God. They have computers down there and laptops in Pago Pago, American Samoan Islands. And God is moving in places that is just so remarkable and astounding and astonishing. We used to preach about a day coming when that last day harvest would be brought in. We're in that great ingathering of souls right now around the world, worldwide. Amen. If you're going through winter time in your life, you need to look beyond the narrowness that we get in our mindedness and our vision and see what the Lord is doing around the world. If you think everybody's back, sliding, everybody's getting cold, and everybody's compromising. Number one, you need to hang out with some other people. Can you say amen? Amen? You need to hang with somebody with the victory. Somebody that's not compromised. Somebody that loves Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? You find yourself falling away. Amen. There's no friendship worth my relationship with Jesus. I don't think you heard me. If you're going to hang with me, you can't compromise, and you can't just talk defeat, and you can't just not want to serve God and question Him all the time. You're going to have to step up. Praise God, because too many people are going back, and I'm not going to be one of them. I've made up my mind. Praise God, I'm going on. I'm too near the finish line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not because I'm so old. Somebody told me a bill the other day. They said it'll be 1870. And I said, a very good year. And they looked at me funny. And I said, no, I'm not that old. I was just kidding. I'm not that. Hallelujah. That would make me pretty old if you do the math. Amen. This is a song from the Fiji Islands. Before we pray tonight, I want you to know people are coming from all over the world. And there's one name that they're saying. One name that they're singing about, amen, one name that they're exalting, and one message that they have embraced, and it's the message of Jesus and His love and sacrifice. Praise God. In the Fiji Islands, they're singing about Jesus tonight. This is from the Fiji Islands.
Things changed, and plans failed. And you looked for love on a grander scale. Storms rise, hopes fade, and you place your breaths on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not sure. He'll still be loving you. When life looks like a lost beetle, and you haven't got a prayer, Jesus will still be
to meeting sisters in heaven and brothers that I've never met until I get to heaven. And I'm looking forward to telling these three gals that you didn't know it, but you blessed us in Florida because you sang for Jesus in Fiji and the islands. Praise God. Amen. There's another place that God is moving, and this is about 3 minutes is all that it is. We want to come together, pray tonight. There's a message in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 that we brought this morning. Want to just bring it once again as a challenge tonight. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. If anyone has ever lost the victory, you can trace it back to not the circumstance, the enemy, the people that failed them. But they were discouraged, they were distracted, and they stopped praying. That communion with God called prayer. It's not just petition. It is communion with God. It doesn't start out with what we need, but it starts out with our Father. Can you say amen? Our Father, our Father. It is communion with God. Every defeat can be traced back to an interrupted prayer life or a prayer life that never developed in the first place. Can you say amen? So that's why Jesus said men ought always to pray and faint not. Amen. I would have given up years ago if God hadn't answered my cries, my pleas for mercy, for strength, for help, for grace sufficient. I am not strong enough. I'm not adequate for the test and the pressures. The enemy tries to shut me up because he don't want the gospel going forward. But I refuse to let anything or anyone stop me from exalting Jesus Christ tonight. Can you say amen? Because he's worthy. It's not about how I feel at any given time. Amen. His worthiness doesn't change. Praise God. I want him to stay in that place in my heart. So we're just going to, let me just read that to you. First Thessalonians 5:16 says to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And that simply means to never stop using and utilizing. Peter was in prison in Acts 12, and the Bible said in Acts 12, verse 5, and therefore he was kept in prison, but prayer was made direct, distinctly, without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Praise God. And you know the rest of the story and what God did because they continued to pray. Praise the Lord. But God is faithful tonight if we will pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember, you will hear it in your spirit before you see it in your heart. You'll hear it in your spirit. There are things tonight that when I think about in the natural, I can't even see it happening because people are so hard-headed, so hard-hearted. Can you say amen? But when I see it in my spirit, amen. When God opens up the eye of faith within me, listen, you can't just say God can do anything except touch that person. God can do anything except touch that person. No, God can do anything, including that person and that person. He knows how to reach people that we have no clue about. Amen. This is just a snippet of what God is doing in Tasmania. Remember, have you ever heard of the... Yeah, that was my first reaction. We had a hit from Tasmania, and all I thought of was, you know, the Tasmanian devil on Looney Tunes. Amen. But there's something more going on than what the devil is doing. That's a little animal down there that's so fierce that he's just a bad cat. Amen. But God is taking over Tasmania. Praise God. And God is moving through ministers and ministries and people, and he's healing people down in Tasmania. Tasmania through the mighty name of Jesus. He's pouring out his spirit in Tasmania. And so we're grateful for that kind of, is that New Zealand, a part of, off of? Anyway, it's down under, praise God. But God is working all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't give up on him tonight. Praise God. Keep praying. Keep believing. And God will keep showing us great and mighty things which we know not. Hallelujah.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates.
Jesus to cleanse our soul. That's eternal. And only the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all of your sins.
Gave your heart to Jesus for the first time tonight?
I did. For the first time today.
That's the greatest of all miracles. All of your sins have been forgiven.
Jesus is comparing the presence of the Holy Spirit to water. You cannot live more than 3 days without drinking water. You need water to live. He's saying you need the presence of the Holy Spirit in order to live.
And I was working in a heavy, using heavy machinery, and it really ruined my wrist for 2 years. And then tonight I lifted up my hands and God healed me.
Did you feel some?
I felt electricity, like just light tingling in my wrists, especially this one.
And the pain's gone.
It's fabulous, it's gone.
I had arthritic shoulder. I felt it kick back in, so I can now move it, which I couldn't before.
I had tendonitis for about 2 years, though, just aching, and I just felt like it just stopped.
And I had arthritis, in which was affecting my knees. So I felt the heat of the power and the presence of the Lord.
No problem.
No problem.
When I was a young child, I'd been abused, I'd been tormented a lot. And you speak of torment. It just totally, the weight of the Lord just beat me over. I nearly collapsed on the ground, and I just knew at that moment it had been totally lifted off my life once and for all.
So you move your legs. You couldn't do that before. Your ear popped.
Yeah, it just popped.
Now everything's good.
Yes.
Before we pray, do you believe what God is doing in Tasmania, what he's doing in the Arctic, what he's doing around the world that he wants to do right here? Hallelujah. That church needs to be more than just going through rituals and routines without an encounter with the living God. Hallelujah. Let's just sing this song, and we're going to just stand where we are and pray. Praise God. Will you stand one more time? Praise God. Let's love him tonight. I feel his presence here. I am hungry for the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am thirsty for the living God. I want to see God move. Hallelujah. He's purging us that we might be more fruitful. He's purging us that he might move in our lives and toward our lives and through our lives. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you.
sing out, let it rain.
Don't stop praying.
Let it rain.
Don't get discouraged. Do not be distracted. God is listening. God is moving. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down to us. Jesus.
Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory.
Let it rain.
We want to see your glory, God.
Send that rain,
God,
Lord.
We want to see your glory.
Jesus.
We want to see his glory.
Show us your glory. Hallelujah, 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 right where we are. Israel, was at the pinnacle and the apex of their religious worship. Everything prescribed by God was being done in the temple. They were carrying on the sacrifices, offering the incense perpetually. The priest and the singers did their job perfectly according to God's prescription for worship and the sacrifice offerings. But there was no manifest presence of God. There was nothing to indicate that God was anywhere near it, because it had become ritual and routine. And the heart wasn't in it. The heart wasn't in it. And Isaiah cried in Isaiah 64. I want you to know the condition. It wasn't because they were not offering the sacrifices. It was no longer coming from the heart. And God was nowhere near it. It didn't draw the presence of God. God inhabits the true praises of his people, not just the religious offerings of his people. And he said, oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. And he talked about the manifest presence of God causing the mountains to melt at his presence, flow down to the sea, and causing the waters to boil. God, show up. Show up. We're going through a role. We're playing a role. Lord, come down. In the mighty revival, the Welsh revival, there's one phrase that characterized that revival. God came down. And people began to be saved before they even opened the doors of the church. People were, one lady was on her way to church and she saw a man. Her son had been a hopeless alcoholic and drunkard. And she had prayed for years for him. But when God came down, everything changed. She saw a young man bent over in a ditch by the road. And she stopped her carriage and got out of it to see if she could help this young man. And as she got closer, she heard him calling on the name of Jesus and repenting of his sins. And as she got a little bit closer, she saw it was her son. Hallelujah. Getting saved in a ditch by the road on the way to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there was one phrase that characterized that revival. God came down in the Hesperides Islands. God came down. Praise God. God wants to come down right here in this place, in this country. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Send your rain, Lord. Send your rain. Please don't stop praying. We're not doing it all here tonight. We're setting a standard for the week and for the month and for the year. Don't be discouraged and don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Keep on praying. God wants to show up and show out. Hallelujah. His eyes are looking. Come on. Perfect heart doesn't mean that you're sinlessly perfect. It means that in your heart, God is your source. You believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. And the way you express that faith is not just by standing on his word, but praying. Hallelujah. And believing when you pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Some Welsh coal miners started fasting while working daylight to dark in a coal mine. Can you say, man, our old bodies don't want to pray. Our old bodies don't want to do the work of the kingdom. Our old bodies want to indulge their self and become lazy spiritually. Amen. In our spirit, because our bodies are ruling us. Amen. But when they began to fast, they told their body, you don't rule me anymore. Can you say, man, I tell you what to do. You will eat when I tell you to eat, and not until I tell you to eat. My spirit that believes God, my spirit where God indwells me, my spirit that wants to pray, my spirit that needs to pray, is going to pray. Hallelujah. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. 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 Father, I praise you. I honor you. I give you honor, praise, and glory. Father, rend the heavens and come down. All of these issues will be resolved. out. All of these barriers will be broken. All of these yokes will be broken when you come down. Men can quit listening to anything we say. They can distance themselves from our presence, but they can't hide from our prayers. Hallelujah. Shelabakosidia, Nendadabaroshalabarite, Kesolabariandadaba, Halabakosandadabarianda. Oh, Father, we're trusting in you. This is a tough egg community. The church, you're already church. The unchurched don't want church, but you want to change that. You want to change that. We're not competing with the church on the corner. They've reached souls in this community. Thank God for them and what they're doing. We're competing with the devil for the souls that have not been reached in this community. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for those that are falling away from you tonight. For, Lord, what would they do without us to intercede? Who would care about their soul if we don't? Who would care that they're backslidden if we don't? Who would pray for them if we don't? We pray for those that among us that are falling away. Oh, Father, touch them. Visit them. Oh, God, touch their heart. Sheda bakosilia. Landa da baroshala barianda da bakose. Salabakiti anda da boselebia. Nenda da baroshala. Kesalaba. And Lord, touch our heart tonight. Set our heart ablaze. We see it in others. Help us not to be so focused on others that are falling away that we get caught up in the same trap of going through religious motions without our heart being in it. Stir us tonight. Stir us tonight. Maybe someone else's help could be contingent upon us being revived. When they see us on fire for Jesus, delighting ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know why God purges a church or purges a person? It's because we are fruitful enough to be satisfied where we are. That every branch that bears fruit, there's a danger of being satisfied, short of what he's called us to become and do. Can you say, man? So what does he do? Every branch that bears fruit, the ones that have that great potential, he purges it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Glory be to God. Amen. And that's what purging is, a wonderful investment of God in a person or in a people, because he has confidence in their potential. Can you say, man, if he didn't have confidence in our potential, he wouldn't bother to purge us. You had a word from the Lord week before last about the potential. If we commit, if we deeply commit to Christ and to serving him, praise God, that God is going to bring forth 30, 60, 100 fold when we hear the word. Hallelujah. He's going to magnify his name through us, not just to us. And God is going to do wonderful things. I'm convinced of that. Hallelujah. He's not done with us. He hasn't given up on us. He is purging us, and that proves he has confidence in us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's not fun going through a purging, but it's necessary. Amen. If we're going to bring forth fruit in his kingdom that will honor him and glorify him. Hallelujah. How many want him to come down? You want God to show up and show out in these services. You want him to get a hold of people that look like that no one can reach them. But God knows how to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to, you know, when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we pray for Israel. The Bible said you got to pray perpetually. You can't just do it on a special occasion. Amen. But give him no rest. God don't need rest, but he's saying this is about that kind of praying without ceasing. Give him no rest. Every time you get up in the morning, he hears your voice. When you lay down at night, he hears your voice. Can you say amen? He doesn't need the rest, but he needs us, amen, to fight that good fight of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when I get up in the morning, I got something to tell him about and to talk to him about. When I lay down at night, I got something to tell him. And friend of mine, sometimes I don't see the result. Let me just give you one more thing before we close. Daniel saw a vision. He didn't understand it, and without the understanding of the vision, we wouldn't have the book of Daniel today. And the book of Daniel is not just for us. I believe it is a critical, crucial book to the salvation of the nation of Israel. because they do not believe in the New Testament, but they believe in the Old Testament. And there's a book back there similar in many ways to the book of Revelation. And it's the book of Daniel. It's a book that concerning Israel in particular, it would be sealed until the time of the end. Amen. But I believe a day is coming when that book is going to open to them. And they're going to see that Ancient of Days. They're going to see one walking up before him. Amen. And praise God, they're going to see that Jesus is the Messiah. And mighty revival will come to Israel. This was a crucial book in the Old Covenant to God's plan and purpose for his nation. Hallelujah. Seal it up until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Can you say, man? I'm not just talking about scientific knowledge. I'm talking about the knowledge of the Lord covering the earth, just like the waters cover the sea. Praise God. The time of the end is a sealed book, but it's going to be unsealed to them that they're blind to who that person is. They're waiting for that Messiah. He's already come, and they're going to see it. Can you say, man? They're going to see it. And the devil didn't want that book written and preserved. So Daniel prayed, and he ate no pleasant bread for 21 days for God to come and give him the revelation. God cannot commit these important tasks to people who are going to pray, get discouraged, give up, throw in the towel, and quit. Pray without ceasing. How long would Daniel have done that? I don't know, but God knew his heart. And for 21 days he did it, and he didn't let up on the 21st day. But on the 21st day, something wonderful happened. An angel came with the answer. Can you say, man? An angel came with the answer. And when Daniel saw him, this was no fat baby with wings. Amen, because he fell down. The Bible said when he first saw him, his knees smote one against the other. Amen. And then he fell down flat on his face and began to try to, I guess, worship. And he grabbed him by the belt. The angel grabbed him by his belt and lifted him up and set him on his feet and says, "You don't worship me. I was sent to you by God." Can you say, "Amen? I'm here." Amen. And he said, "Listen, the day you pray," and by the way, this angel can be identified because he's a messenger angel, the same angel that 600 years later visited the Virgin Mary to tell her that she was going to be with child. Gabriel, that brought him. Well, when God's got a message for Israel, he sends Gabriel. Praise God. He said, "I've got a message for you from the Lord, the answer to this." And the first day, everybody say, the first day that you prayed, I was dispatched to come to you. Amen. But the Prince of Persia held me up. And God sat back and let that battle go on. See, he's not the warrior angel. He is a messenger angel. He wasn't equipped to fight, amen, this demonic being that was holding back that angel from coming. If you think the devil won't try to hinder prayers for souls, you're very wrong. Amen. He doesn't want these souls to be turned loose. But God has set his love upon them, sent his son to save them. He shed his blood for them. And we plead the blood of Jesus when we pray. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 21 days, something's going on. A man is praying. He's oblivious that something's taking place in the heavenlies. And he couldn't see it. But he said on the 21st day, God sent Michael. And you say, man, hallelujah. He's not a messenger angel. He's a warrior angel. Can you say, man, he's in the warrior class. Amen. God says that man is committed. Amen. I can trust him with this. He's not going to lay this responsibility down. He's going to do what's necessary. Amen. And he sent Michael. And Michael defeated that force, the Prince of Persia. Did the history on that. There was no prince in Persia at that time. This was not a physical prince. Oh, by the way, any kings or potentates on the earth can't stop angelic beings. This was a spiritual entity over Persia, which is where all the trouble is today. I believe that angel still exists, that angel of darkness. And he stirred up that part of the world against Israel, against us, if you please. Amen. But God is still on the throne. Can you say, man? And when we pray, mighty things occur in the heavenlies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And if that answer is being held up by the devil and hindered, God will send Michael the archangel. Woo! Amen. And when he does, it's coming through. So it's not about whether God is the greater one. It's about whether we will hang in there and be responsible, that he can trust us to pray without ceasing so that he can do these great and mighty things. Praise God. What a mighty God that we serve tonight. Praise the Lord. We want to sing one more song. Do you get the picture tonight? Hallelujah. The devil's fighting me, amen, about this thing. The devil is doing everything he can to get us distracted. You have it already. I gave you one. That must be the right one. I don't even know what it is, but it's something sweet to quit off on. Can you say amen? Let's worship the Lord before we go home. How many are going to keep on praying? Will you pray anyway? Will you stand with me? Pray anyway? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is where the battle will be won. Or this is where the battle will be lost. It's in our prayer life. Make no mistake about it. The average pastor prays 20 minutes a week. It's not enough. Let's give God some praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him praise before we go home tonight. Pray this week on the way to work, on the way home. Talk to him. Hallelujah. Jesus,
bright seraphim in ceaseless flight around your glorious throne.
Jesus,
they raise their voices day
and night. You know the chorus of this song.
Praise to you.
Surround us with your angels, hold us in your arms. Our cold and ruthless enemy, his pleasure is our home. Rise up, O Lord, and he will flee before.
Yes. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Blessed be your name.
Jesus. And every creature in the sea and every flying bird.
Let every mountain, every field and valley.
Magnify him. Hallelujah.
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 Glory be.
thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Jesus, you're Lord of all, King of kings, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise God. Are you glad you came tonight? Will you stand one more time this evening? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have spoken to you by my word. I have spoken to you by my spirit. Will you listen? Will you hear? Will you heed what I say unto you? Will you pray that I may move? Will you intercede that I may show mercy? Will you call upon me that I may glorify my name in the answer? That you might see my glory. You have declared me to be the great and living and true God. Call upon me that I may glorify my name, saith the Lord. Shelabokositi andadabosoli, kalabasote nandadabaru, ikalabositi andadabaru shalabadite, kashandadabasataya. If you are discouraged, it doesn't affect God if you will pray anyway. It will even be more meaningful because it's a greater demonstration of faith to pray in that dark valley than it is to pray on that mountaintop. Can you say amen? If we just won't quit, if we just won't stop, if we just won't give in, if we just don't give up, praise God. God said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not, that you have never seen and you have never dreamed. So I just pray you'll accept the challenge. Praise God, and you'll just pray. Praise the Lord. Don't make it a bad thing. Make it something that you anticipate. Enter into it with holy anticipation and excitement. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God is listening, and He's looking throughout all the earth. We love you tonight. I encourage you. That's all I know to do. The Word's done it. The Spirit has done it. And now it's up to us to run with this vision of what can happen if we keep on praying. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, amen. If the Lord is looking for somebody, His eyes can stop right here. Would you say that? His eyes can stop. If the Lord's looking for somebody, His eyes can stop right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Have a great evening.